Hello, everybody. Hello there. Can we hear me? Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. You never know with Zoom. Okay. So we're supposed to start Taisvitz, I hope. I thought what we said yesterday was not so bad. I was going over it. I thought it wasn't so bad. But okay. Let's start Taisus. So the Taisus says the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that essay is Zaycha Lothe? In other words, the kasha is like this, as follows. The rice is mashma, you need a lav to tell me that there's no yibum by a rice. Achlas ishto. The bar is a kasha, why do I need a lav? Even without a lav, I would know that ain't essay, dechalosa say, sheish bakaris. And therefore, I would know there's no yibo. At least in the way that Berger Shmuel learns, and therefore, we would say, kol sheino le yibo mino le chalitza. There must be that without a lehu, you would have thought that essay daichalos say shesh bekaris. Why would you think that? We know ain't essay. We don't have any mikor. The whole mikor that essay daichalos say is from kolayim betzitzis is halosa say. Creator, but we don't see anywhere that an essay can be daicha a losa say shesh bakaris. So therefore, we should assume that ain essay daicha losa shesh bakaris. The matter there's no need for the pasuk of alao. Right? That's the now. There's the Gemara seems to say that if you have no pasuk, then the assumption is it can't be daicha. You need a pasuk to teach you it can be daicha. Apparently, the Svarach Chitzayin that it's not Daicha. You need a Pasek to teach me that it's Daicha. And we only have a Pasek that says Essay Daicha, also say. We have no Pasek more than that, right? When it's a Karis. Therefore, the assumption should be Bitaris Vadoyis and Ain Essay Daicha, also Shesh Bakaris. But maybe you don't need all that. Right? That's the intro. In other words, the Gemara is saying that without any pasuk, the default position is that ain essay daichalosa say.
And there's no
And
svara that's different by Yibam because we see it by Eshesach, right? There's no
that's
svara.
this is Kasha. But I'm saying before we get to Taisa, I'm just saying over the Gemara. The Gemara is asking that you have no source that essay daichalosa sheish bakaris. I'm just pointing out, so good, you have no source, so it's a suffix. So that's why you need aleha, because otherwise it'd be a safek. So what you see in the Gemara is that if there's no source, then the default position is that it's not daicha. Therefore, it's vaday not daicha. If we have no source and essay daicha, we have a source that essay daicha say. Okay, so maybe just like essay daicha say, maybe it's daicha sheish b'kareis. There's no raya not so. But since we only have a source, essay daichalos, let's say, it's not kares, we have no source that discusses what happens when it's kares. So, kol zman that we have no source, we assume that it's vaday, not daicha. That's what you see in the Gemara. Because I'm not so sure why that should be true, but it's what?
If we need a pasuk, or we need tzitzis and shatnez to teach you aser dochelos asei, so that means if there's nothing to teach you aser dochelos asei, so then asei is not
Right,
dochelos
but the other choice
asei.
would have been to say that without a pasuk we wouldn't have known.
I'm saying it's not a sopik, it's a vaday that's
No,
not
I'm
dochelos.
saying without, so there could be, the pshat is that without a pasuk you don't know what to do. It's you have on one end you
Why
have
don't you
an
know?
essay, I know they have Misafeg, but that's only mitam safeg. You don't know what to do, so you don't do anything. But so you need a pasuk that say daicha, because without a pasuk, I would have said I don't know what to do, and therefore shavi al tasa adif. But that's not what you see from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that without a pasuk, I assume the Torah is vaday that it's not daicha. And that's why the Gemara is asking you shouldn't need alaha. In other words, the yashris in Svara is that it should not be daicha. And if there's no pasuk, then we go back to the yashris in Svara and we assume it's Torah vaday, it's not daicha. I think that's mukhlof from the Gemara. Otherwise, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe without the pasuk, it's a suffix. And it's just like a dinner, Shavi al Tasa. When you have a suffix, so you're Shavi al Tasa.
Is it Mistava the Torah would leave something like such a fundamental din as a suffix?
Why not? Is that so?
Because it's not Mistava the Torah would leave. I mean, I say do Chalosa, it comes up a whole bunch. It's like we'll get to a lot of different mitzvahs. And it's a pretty, like, just, you know, it seems like not so the type of thing that's like
Etzim is.
The Gemara is starting off that we're like every like the entire like the next five blot are like
completely okay. So I'm saying, so why did the Gemara assume that without a pasuk we assume it's not daicher? Maybe without a pasuk we assume it is daicher. Like which way do you, how do you know which way to go?
Well, why can't, like Rabbi said, Shavi al Tasa?
Shavi al Tasa is not daicher. It's just Shavi al Tasa.
No, but it's megala it's enough to be megala that the default would have been to be badai that it's not daicher. Because if the Torah is not Megala, anything else, we have Shavi al Tasa is the Giloy to tell us that obviously the right, it's not Tocha. Otherwise, Hashem would have put a different Giloy
in the saying, since we would have done Shavi al Tasa, that must be the right thing. So there, I don't
otherwise,
know.
Hashem would have put in the Torah something else to tell us how to resolve it.
Okay.
The fact that Hashem didn't, Hashem knows we're gonna rely on Shavi al Tasa. So then, mm-hmm. To be
okay,
clear.
Maybe. I'm not so. I would rather just say that Svara Chisayna is that SH it cannot be Daicha Losa say, because the Svara is Sur Meira, the famous 3-day Esh. It's not anything that I know is famous. So the 3-day Esh says in the Chedek Dawud that one of the machloikas in between the Hasidim and the Bawi Musar is that the Hasidim put a bigger emphasis in the Asay type. And the Bawi Musar put the emphasis first on Surmei Ra. That's why Messias Yesharim has Zahiris before it's Rizus. Because first you have to have Zahiris. So the Bawi Musar helps
Surmei Ra. That's actually a Brisa.
Comes before, okay. But he said that's the Machlokes. That the Hasidim held, they put more of a bigger emphasis on the Asay type. And the Bawi Musar say it's Surmei Ra, the Asay type. So since we're Bawi Musar, so the Sur Meira comes before Asay Daif. So therefore, when there's a fight between Asay and Daif, and also say, so Sur Meira takes precedence.
Rebbe suggesting that if
more important than Asay Daif.
Rebbe suggesting that if it would be a suffix, then we would need a leha for what? Not to do chalitza? Of course not, Yibam, right?
You need a leha to tell me that it's to be pushing to suffix to tell you b'taras v'adoyas,
right? No, I'm saying in the state of suffix, you for sure wouldn't do yibum, right?
Right, but you would do chalitza, yes.
Even though kashen olim al chalitza,
don't say kashen because it's a suffix if it's only yibum, right? Yes, that's correct. Okay, anyway, but let's see taisis. The taisis says the gemara. So the gemara's kash is los sheish b'kareis midachi. How do we, where do we know, how, is that also Shesh Bekar, is it Daich or not? That, oh. So the Gemara, Taib is asking, Taimar, Amaylo Yalpina de Litre, may I say the Yibam, the Daich is also say the Kare, say Shesach. Oh. I have a simple source. I see Yibam. How does Yibam work? Apparently the way Yibam works, that essay is Daich, that also say. Because you have an Isra'esh Yisach, the Essay Zaycha. So we have a Mekor, that Essay Zaycha knows the same. Right, that's Davis's cash. So I'm assuming you people, what? So you people are
Rebbe, Tosis seems to be so funny. The teretz of Tosis is so obvious.
No, the teretz of Tosis is not obvious. What's the Tosis is teretz?
There will be no Yibam otherwise.
There will have to be no Yibam otherwise. So what if so there won't be Yibam? So what? Why is that
such a
good answer? If the Yashris is that Esai shouldn't be Daichalos, they say, you know, Yibam.
No, but you could say that if it's the mitzvah like those, you'd be mivato the whole mitzvah. So clearly, in this situation, the Torah means that there has to be
the Torah went ahead and had a situation. Every Yibam has a situation. There's a conflict. On one end, there's a mitzvah Yibam. On the other end, there's an Isser Eish Yisach. The Torah went ahead and was Matar Yibam. So you see, the Torah holds the essay. Does it also say the fact that
Torah doesn't the Torah ever thinks that? Yeah, but who said? But you don't see that the Torah thinks that it's okay to be a say dochalosa say where it's not necessary to have the mitzvah in the first place.
Why? What's the difference? Why should that make for a difference? You see, if essay is dochalosa, essay is dochalosa say.
Well, if be'etzem that there's something that's intrinsically if there's a. We would there's a strong svarah chitzona to say that it shouldn't be docha.
Right.
So then we would want to preserve that svarah chitzona. We want to
even light the chiddush that we see. Even though the Torah was motivated, they wanted mitzvah yibum, but the Torah should not have been docha the iser eshazah.
No, but you don't have any mitzvah yibum.
What can we do? We can't have mitzvah yibum.
Oh, so you don't want to be mevatel a mitzvah.
Why not?
That's what do you what do you what that. That svaro, what do you mean?
What's the svaro? Why not? If the yashris is essay that shurmei ra is more important than asay toif, so why would the Torah make a mitzvah yibum and destroy the shurmei ra? Shurmei ra takes precedence.
Wouldn't it be more accurate to state that it's a raya that that the mitzias of the ra isn't there? Otherwise,
okay, the Torah would make a mitzvah like that. But the Adoni, that's not, you're saying a different svar. That's not what Tavis has said. That's not Tavis's answer. That's not Tavis's answer, I don't believe. In other words,
in the case of Yibum, it's not because it's Docha the Eish HaSach. It's just, it's not an Eish HaSach. In the case of Yibum, there's no Eish HaSach there.
Right. So what you're, there's, in other words, Tosfos is assuming that Eishes we'll talk in not using the word Isser. There's a Eishes Ach is Osser because there's some Sibas Isser. There's a reason why the Torah, every Isser has a Sibas Isser. Why does the Torah Osser Eishes Ach? Because there's a Sibas Isser. Why does the Torah give a Mitzvah Yibum? Because it's a Siba of a Mitzvah. So Tavis seems to be assuming that when a woman falls to Yibam, we are conflicted. On one hand, we have the Sibas HaIsser. We do not want her to marry an Eish HaSach. On the other hand, we are conflicted. We have a mitzvah. We want her to do the Hakim Shame. And now we have to decide who takes precedence. And the Torah, by giving the mitzvah Yibam, what the Torah is saying, that the mitzvah of Yibam takes precedence over the Isser. So even though it's really there's a tzad of a bad thing in Yibam, that you're marrying your brother's wife, which is intrinsically a bad thing. But what can we do? We have to be daicha. So the question that some guys are asking is, this is in the Rabbi Chodem brings this, is that's not necessarily pshat. Shot could be is that sometimes Eish HaSach is bad, as Ruach HaTumah, and sometimes it's good to marry an Eish HaSach. You know, in other words, there's a mitzvah to work. On Shabbos, it's not good to work. You know,
the Torah does call it Tu'eva. The Torah calls it.
Shabbos Menucha on Shabbos is good to sleep. during the week is bad to sleep.
Well, the Torah wouldn't call it a toeva.
You have to make it good. Why doesn't it just say
the Yeshua Bonim is a bad thing? And Yeshua Bonim is a good thing.
Why do you have to say it's a good thing? Just say the Siba Sa'isr is not there.
What?
Just say the Siba Sa'isr is not there.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't say it's good. You don't have to say it's a Mila.
Well, that's what causes a mitzvah. The fact that it causes a mitzvah means that Fakir, instead of being normally an Isser Eish HaSah, the fact that she's an Eish HaSah is a Siba to make for an Isser. But when it's an Eish HaSah She'ein Bo Bonim, it's no longer a Siba to make for an Isser. Adarabah. It's a Siba to make for a mitzvah.
Yeah, but if you're like that,
Right, that's the point. That's what people are saying. That Tavis Kasha, Tavis is assuming that the problem of Eish HaSah we exists in every single situation. Even Eish HaSah she ain't no bottom has a problem of Eish HaSah. And every Yavama, when you're miyabing, you're really mystically doing something bad. Not sure if you get an Aveira, but you're doing mystically something bad. There's a bad thing here that you're being marrying an Eish HaSah. That's bad. Except that the good overrides the bad. The Torah therefore turns it into a mitzvah. But there's a certain bad thing. Like, you know, the intrinsically it's bad. Going ahead and marrying an Eish HaSah is intrinsically a bad thing. It's always a bad thing, except that the essay is daiken. So the question that's being pointed out is that you could learn differently. You could learn that in this situation, it's not bad. Okay. So apparently,
why does the Torah call that a to'eva? The Torah has a name for it. The Torah calls it names after names after names. It's Toeva he, except for maybe when we say Chesed Hu in that parasha. But otherwise, the Torah calls these relationships abomination. It shows us that the Yachas itself, is a bad Yachas. It's okay. The Torah says it's okay.
It's a bad Yachas in certain situations. A person who has diabetes, it's good for him to take an insulin pill. A person who doesn't have diabetes, it might not be healthy for him to take a diabetes pill, so an insulin pill. So certain things, depending on where your starting point is, it could be good or bad. If you're starting in the point that it's an Eish HaSah She'eish Lo Bonim. That's what the guys are saying, that they went in a normal situation to marry your brother's wife, it's a to'eva. But in a certain types of situation, then fakir, it's not a to'eva. It's a very wonderful thing. The fakir, the Eish HaSah is gufa. The whole svara why you say this is because the Eish HaSah is gufa, the siba of the mitzvah. There's a very thing that's a siba for the Aveira in a normal case is the siba for the mitzvah in this case. So it's mistavra, but it's very possible that the Eish HaSah is not simultaneously a siba for a mitzvah and a siba for an Aveira. That sounds funny. So it sounds better to say that Eish HaSah, when it's Yesh Lo Bonim, is a siba for Aveira. When it's Abo Bonim, that's a different situation. In that situation, it's a Siba for a Mitzvah. And then Tavis would have no Kasha. But so I believe Rabbi Chanan brings that there are people that say this Tavis, the answer Tavis is Kasha. But apparently, Tavis doesn't hold of it.
In Tosus Teretz, Lemaisa, this is saying, even though we hold by Asay Doruch Losa Say, we're just saying, but even Afilu Hachi, the Gemara still felt that those associations for Kareis is still different. You couldn't move from, right? So then it's why isn't it Mistavra then that we see that we're very anti saying that you could be docha losa seishish bukari. So then if we see that maybe that by Ibam, so maybe Dafka will be willing to go so far as be docha losa seishish bukari, where otherwise it'll be mabata lemitzvah. Why isn't that a reasonable chulah? Because we see anyway that we don't want to say
no, because Taimis is asking that we should tie up the Torah that as I is docha losa seishish bukari everywhere.
I'm saying in Tosu's answer that we're saying
the answer is because mitzvah sabekach. Okay, it's a special mitzvah. As far as mitzvah sabekach.
I thought before everybody was saying you didn't like that answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying it's a chiddush, but it's not his answer. Anyway, let's go further. Apparently, the question is why not? Okay, but Tavis doesn't hold that this far. Tavis apparently holds that if a person, I mean, a little bit, it fits nicely in Abishol, right? Abishol, Abishol said, if I recall correctly, that if you do yibum shelo l'shem mitzvah, you do korban yibim to l'shem noy, so you're over the eishes of
korban each shalomar shidavad mamzer.
So that's very good in Taisvis, because be'etzem there really is an eishes of. Be'etzem every time, even when it's an eishes of she'ain lo banim is be'etzem an eishes of. It's only the mitzvah yibum which is daikin. So the Abishol holds that in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Yibum, you have to be Mechavim, the Shem Mitzvah. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, even though it's not so posh, you say Mitzvah Srichas Kavana in this type of situation, but he's saying it's something like Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So therefore, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah. So Memeve, it's Kara that you have the Eishes off. But that fits very nicely in Taisvis.
We could explain Abishol according to the guys too. You could just say that it's a tenai in the mitzvah.
Yeah, but
the Torah only says it's a good thing.
If there's no siba seisr, so why should it be a tenai that you need to get the mitzvah?
What makes it not have a siba seisr is that it's ein lo banim and that the person is mechavin the same mitzvah.
Okay, but that's much harder. The other way, much easier. It's the mitzvah. This mitzvah is not a siba seisr. The moment you need the kiyam mitzvah, so then it sounds more like it's a din dechia.
Why can't the mitzias by Ishasach, even if you say it's like kutra, is still the, is that be'etzem?
Not to, saying kutra, excuse me.
Or is, fine, you say that
the guy
that
said it's not kutra.
It's not there. Fine.
Right. Kutra means they're just for the man for the clarity. There are three choices. There's what it's they're saying that the Aishas Ach is mutter because the mitzvah yibam is daicha. Means it's a siba seisr, but the mitzvah yibam is daicha the iser. The second choice is that there's a siba seisr, but the mitzvah yibam is matter the iser, which either way, Tavis would have a valid kasha. Because even if you say that, because it's a kavachaymer, if essay can be matter the yisr, it surely can be daicha the yisr. So hutra, many people say, I mean, this is my recollection. I'm talking from memory, not from reason. That Taisvis can hold of hutra. Taisvis doesn't hold of what the guys were saying that there's no sibas a yisr in the first place, but Taisvis avada can hold of hutra. Because Hutra, I mean, I think that's what Rav Ochanan said. I don't remember, but that's my recollection that the Rav Ochanan here, that everybody has to agree that it's Hutra. Even Taisus has to agree that it's Hutra. It's just that Hutra is a super Tachia. So Taisus Kasha is a valid Kasha. Now, there's saying there's three choices. There's essay, there's that the mitzvah yibam is doicha the yisr eishasach. The mitzvah yibam is so much doicha that it's matirit. But the third choice is that there's nothing to be doicha, nothing to be matir, because in this case there's no siba seisr. So if you would say the third way, then Tavis has no kasha. If you would say the first two ways, then Tavis has the valid kasha. Okay, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I was saying, why can't even if you say that there's no sibas iser, maybe that's just that even your leave is like a pesach that you could take over the marriage of your brother. So you're not like being pogea, you're not being like mizana with your brother's wife, you're taking over his marriage. But if you stambolo l'shem's nus, so then without being in the context of doing the ibum, so if it's just maises nus ba'alma abada, then there's still an age, okay. then you have a foolish
yourself. Saying that Abishua would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. But anyway, let's go fight there. So Titus assumes.
I think Lavin, Rabbi, right? The Torah wants over there a mitzvah, right? I say is doich lois. I say that's klar, right?
Over there, pshat is the sibas isser. It's only here by yibum. There's a time to say the sibas isser doesn't exist because you see that the Torah made this very case into a mitzvah. You don't have any other guy like that. Essay Deichalose by Kaloyim and Sitzis. You can have a mitzvah Sitzis without the Kaloyim. So the Kaloyim is not what makes a mitzvah. So then, since the Kaloyim is not what makes a mitzvah, so then it's not Mistabra to say that there's no, in other words, we may hate it to say that it doesn't cause there's no problem here. Here,
by Kayan.
That the Torah said that this variation of creates a mitzvah. So it's like a little manda to say what the same thing that makes the Isser makes a mitzvah. So that's why we have a havamina, or that's why some people say that in a situation where it makes a mitzvah, it doesn't make an aveira.
My Big Day Kahuna, Rebbe, would say that there's mamish, it's not called shatness. It's not shatness.
I don't know, Big Day Kahuna. But Big Day Kahuna is a different thing. It's not making...
It's not shatness. Rebbe says it's not physically shatness.
I don't know. I don't know.
There is good shatness.
Maybe they talk about it there also. It could be they talk about it there too. I think they do talk about it there also. But in other words,
there are a few others like Mitzora that the.
But the normal essay Deichalosa say is like the Torah gave a mitzvah to eat matzah. I happen to be on a deserted island, and I ordered matzah from Amazon, and the lady on the airplane, the dumb lady, she put my matzah. She thought she was doing me a favor, and she warmed it up in the oven, and it got pig meat on it. So now I'm stuck. So then you have to say, so there you that you can't say the pig.
It's a problem, it's a bruch.
What?
It's a problem, it's a bruch.
Okay, not just get bruch. But okay. But the right, that's what happens, you know, very often. If you're in on airlines that they don't know what they're doing, that the stewardess thinks she's doing you a favor and she'll take off your kosher wrapper. What?
Yeah, they would take off. It used to be there was a problem. They would take off the wrapper. In a lot of hospitals, they have this issue still because they'll take off the wrapper for the kosher meals or whatever it is. They don't know.
Yes, they don't know. And they think they're doing you a favor. So now you have to use essay daichalose because you can't say that the loza say was guarding the essay because you can be eating the mitzvah matzah without eating chazer. It just happens to be that when you're on a deserted island, and the only matzah you have has chazer on it. But no one's going to say that the chazer caused the mitzvah. So therefore, obviously, chazer is an aveira, and the etzei is doichem. But here, since it's the eishes och, which is bringing about the mitzvah yibam, and you can't have a mitzvah yibam without an eishes och, so there's room to say that in this situation, obviously the Eishes Och is not a bad thing. Fakir, the Eishes Och is a good thing. So there's no essay Deiche, because the whole reason why it's you need Deiche is if it's a bad thing. But the Eishes Och is not a bad thing. According to Taisvis, it's very interesting. Taisvis has to say that the Bas Achas, the Eishes Och, is a good thing and a bad thing. Right, according to that's how Titus is going to really have to learn that Titus apparently doesn't hold to the guy's answer. So Titus is going to say that by every yibum, really the fact that she's an Eishes Och is a horrible thing. It's a toeva, as Shmuel said, but it's also a good thing. It's also a great thing because it's mitzvah yibum, and so it's simultaneously the vasachas, a good thing and a bad thing. and you need, therefore, it's working through a system of essay dichalos effect.
According to all this whole working in Tosis, how come she's mutter to him after Birishona?
That's a good question. Okay, that's a good question. If Tosis doesn't know the lumdis Bishlamov, you say, like the guys are saying, so then Bishnia's mutter is very good because there's no Siba to make an usher. But according to Tosis, that the lumdis, that the reason why the Eishes Och is mutter is because Esei Deiche, so how in the world does Tosis understand the logic why Bishnia is mutter?
But the mitzvah is nasish l'chol davar. You can't have nasish l'chol davar without having that.
Why did the Torah say nasish l'chol davar if the issue is still there, if the issue should be there? That the fact Kupin of the Torah said nasish ishul l'chol davar should be a simon that this is not pshat. Because if this would be right pshat, why would the Torah say nasish ishul l'chol davar? Sounds strange.
Maybe it's not that kenayim.
Okay. I don't know if Nasik Ishtar Goldover is based on Dark Enoim. I don't know.
When is Dark Enoim matter Lashish Bakuris?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's a drush. Obviously not dark. It's a drush. You're saying that we're going to tighten up this further drush. Okay, anyway, but before we get to this question, I just want to point out it's a very interesting thing in Hashkafa. That according to Tosis, the very same thing that's causing the mitzvah is the vas achas causing an aveira, and it's at the same moment, and they're both true.
How can a mitzvah be a toeva?
What?
Ruben, how can a mitzvah be a toeva by definition?
I didn't say a mitzvah is a toeva. I say the same mitzvah, which is causing a mitzvah. At the very same second, that very mitzias is causing an aveira.
I don't know.
You have a mitzvah and aveira at the same time.
Why do we have to
does
say
that make sense?
That's because the Eishes Och is what's generating an aveira, and Tovis obviously holds an aveira here because you have to use Esei Deiche. And the Eishes Och, I mean, you have to add the Eishes Och plus Ein Lo Banim is generating a mitzvah.
So you could say the Isser Shabbai is, call it Taeva, whatever you want. You call it certain level of Isser, certain level of bad. But Elamai, the Mitzvah Shabbai, which is the good Shabbai, is a more powerful thing. So it's not the same thing. It's the Taiv is more powerful than the Ra.
I understand, but it's still a Chiddush in Hashkafa that at the same thing can simultaneously cause Tov and Ra. At the same time.
But the Tov and Ra are two different levels, that two different powers.
They're in conflict.
One's more powerful.
But it's
more powerful.
If the Torah said Mishka be able to
the
situation,
the same thing can cause a Tov and Ra. It happens to be that a lot of things are like that in life. That very often you like something, that the quality that someone has a certain quality which attracts you also gets on your nerves. It's sort of like there's such a thing that something can be good and bad. And I say,
they say, Rebbe, hate is not the opposite of love, indifferences. Hate and love often go together.
Right, but that's okay. But that's okay. That I understand.
Like
that.
Get to the so other boy keichad.
Together.
Is it like
what?
Is it like get to the other boy keichad?
No. That's just a question of time of
achas. Well, isn't that what this is
saying? That it's a stira. It's opposites. The fact that she's an Eishes Och generates a ruach atuma. The fact that she's an Eishes Och generates a Ruach HaKedusha. So they go, a mitzvah. And the same situation, basically, is simultaneously creating a Ruach HaTumah and a Ruach HaKedusha. It's creating a mitzvah and a aveira at the same time. It's the same, almost the same facts.
Lagabe the bad. So I still don't see. Why can't you say, Lagabe the bad, the weight of it, the koach shabo of the bad is an 8. Lagabe the toiv, it's 10. So it's
yeah, I am saying that. But that's still an interesting thing that it's the same mitzias that simultaneously and Oshkenami, obviously essay is daichalosa say, so the essay is greater. But
in this case, Rabbi Lubin, in this case,
it's just very interesting that in Tavis's world you can have the same relatively mitzias that is generating a toiv and a ra at the same time.
It's only by Eshasar because you have a mitzvah of Yibum. Where would you have it any other?
Well, by Mitzvah and Tumah, by Zerah.
You have a mitzvah of Yibum, not every other.
The same thing.
Tavis is saying, in this case, that's how I just Tavis understands in this case. Yeah,
but how do you learn Shah Arayas from this case then? How will you learn other Asay Dokolos Eshesh Bokar?
Because by the way, Tavis understands what's happening here. Is that you have a full fledged 100% ra, mamish 100% ra, 100% iser arayas, and your mamish being over an iser achos eshesach, and you have a mitzvah of mitzvahs yibum, and the mitzvahs yibum is being daicha the iser eshesach.
Okay, and Shari Surim, Shari Rai Sheish Bukhari, there's a mitzvah.
You're over in Isra Eshesach with a Dechiyah. That's how Tavis understood it. That's Pashup Shan and Taisis. That when every time you do Yibum, you're being over in Isra Eshesach. You're doing a horrendous Aveira, except that it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Tara wants you to, because Tara says that because the ends justify the means, so you got to do it. But it's intrinsically intrinsically there's a terrible thing here. Except that, you know, what can you do? You have to do it because there's a result which is even better.
Why is Nida also for you? Why is Yibum also by Nida? You can say
I can't hear you.
Why is a Nida also for Yibum? You can say that Asay is Dokha the Los Asay. She
says, that was Tavis's Kasha. That's your, we're in Tavis's Kasha. In Achinami, Tavis's Kasha is, you should learn out from here that Asay Dokha the Shesh Bakares, and by Nida, the din should be that it's Mutter to do Yibum. Even by Achos Ishto, the din should be it's Mutter to do Yibum.
That could be a double Shesh. We'll not hear him later.
Only by Arias. And therefore, by Nida, according to Tavis, it's Havamina. By Nida, you would or not. I say,
maybe it's different because it's Dava Sheesh Lamatirin later on. I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a technicality. What if you kill Go Vista and she can't be, she can become Torah later?
Maybe then you
would. Okay, but then that Lo Shchiach case, according to Tavis, it's Havamina. I mean, it's not it's Havamina, but according to Tavis, it's what Tavis wanted, then it's Havamina. We will learn out from Yibum that you had a case of Nida where she can't become daughter. The essay will be Daicha the Lot Asay of Nida. Yeah, that's what Tavis would have wanted. It didn't
if Tavis is saying, if Tavis's answer to the other things is before he says Mitzvah Sabakach, what about he seems to be dismissing the case of, let's say, a Yibum by Achazisha? Is it because of Trei Yisuri? Is that what he's saying?
We didn't read it yet. I didn't read Mitzvah Sobekach yet either.
So then what are we talking about?
We're talking about Tavis's question. We're just making a Musar Shmooz.
Before the V'chitema.
Yes.
According to Tosa's question, would Bito be Mutter?
Very nice Musar there. Simultaneously be a Mitzvah and Aveira. That's a very nice thing. We happen to find it in a few places in the Torah that an action can simultaneously be a mitzvah and aveira.
How is it different than in many other cases, like being mechal Shabbos and pikuach nefesh?
No, because that's because it's different things. The chilul Shabbos is the aveira, and the pikuach nefesh is the mitzvah. It's two different things. It's just coincidental that in this case, they happen to physically overlap, but you're really doing two unrelated things. The Pikuach Nefesh has nothing to do with being Mechal Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh is a mitzvah. In this particular case, the Pikuach Nefesh is to do this action, which happens to be a Chiddush Shabbos.
But Rabbi used
the mitzvah. What's that now, over here? What's that over here?
Not turning on the light. The mitzvah is saving the Nefesh.
And over here, the mitzvah
the way
is
you save the Nefesh here is to turn on the light. So there,
the mitzvah is Akamah Shem. And the way you do Akamah Shem, the mitzvah is Akamah Shem.
The mitzvah is the Bia.
That's the Kodah, but the mitzvah is the same.
The mitzvah is to do the Bia, and with an Eishes Ach. So it's mamish, it's much different than by Pikuach Nefesh. The mitzvah, it's just bad luck that it happened to be that the only way you could save the guy's life is being Mechal Shabbos. If you could save the guy's life on Sunday, you get the mitzvah of saving the guy's life without Chiddush Shabbos. They don't have to come together. But here they're inseparable. They're mamish inseparable.
To be,
you can't
it to be,
get the mitzvah without doing the Aveira.
It's also saying
it happened to be inseparable.
So the mitzvah
and the
Aveira are interlocked. The same exact mitzvah that brings the mitzvah brings the Aveira.
So Tosu say Beto's mother also. Bito would be mutter. Tosu kashis. Bito should be also mutter.
Tosu kashis. We shall learn out from here in a mamatino. Since the way Titus understood the way it works is that the mitzvah yibum is doicha the iser, because b'basachas there's a mitzvah and iser. So why are you allowed to do the iser? Must be that the mitzvah is doicha the iser. So learn out from here that the mitzvah is also doicha the iser abito. That's okay. This is kasha.
I think the mashal is like a carbon musaf on Shabbos. It only happens on Shabbos, and yet we have shechita on Shabbos. So that has to be done on Shabbos, and the asay has to be done on dafka on Shabbos. Those two things happen simultaneously. They have to happen at that exact time. There's all the time the carbon musaf can be brought except for Shabbos.
Okay, I'm not sure it's exactly the same.
Rebbe used the expression before Rebbe used the idea of the ends justify the means. Isn't that a little bit different than what Rebbe's saying? Because the ends justify the means.
In Taisus, it's the Essay Daichalosei. Essay Daichalosei is a sort of ends justify the means. That's what Essay Daichalosei means.
No, but if that's the case, then it's not really the same exact thing at the same exact time.
Yes,
because
yes,
the Isser is in a case
it's
where
the
there's
same
no...
exact thing at the same time. It's the Bas Achas, you have the ends and the means at the same time. The same Yashris, except they come together. There's a bad result. And there's a good result, and the good result justifies a bad result. It's daicha, as they daicha, also say. Okay, now let's go further. So that Tavis is Havana. It's a very interesting Havana that Tavis understood that every Yavama is really doing a Maisa Aveira, except that the essay is daicha.
Does Tavis fall off of that when he says Mitzvah Sabakach, or we have to wait for this?
Tavis does not fall off.
Isn't Mitzvah Bekach Gufa saying that that's not true?
No, that's not true. No. Mitzvah Bekach is just saying that you can't learn out from here to other cases of Essay Teiche, because here there's a stronger reason, there's a stronger motivation why you have to be Teiche. So if I care, Tavis is locking in that it's working through Essay Teiche. Except he's saying that you can't learn out to everywhere else because only over here we have an extra motivation to do the essay daicha.
The posted tzitzis where you can wear non-climb tzitzis and there's a way out.
But he's not denying that working through essay daicha. What the guy said in the beginning, that over here there's no siba sa'isr, that Tavis is not saying. Not even in his answer, he's not saying that. Okay, let's go back to Tavis.
But Rebbe why is Rebbe saying that this paradox is something special for this Taisus? Isn't it always every case of Hutcha, every case of Adichui or Hutcha is a case of this paradox? Because obviously,
it's two things that are two different things that coincidentally happen to meet. Like the example that was given, Chiddush Shabbos, which happens to be Pikuach Nefesh. So the mitzvah is not because of the Chiddush Shabbos. The mitzvah is to turn out a light. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It says the mitzvah is not being to be mechal of Shabbos. The mitzvah is to have a light so the doctor can see what he's doing. And it's going to save the life. The Aveira is the turning out on Shabbos. So they're two totally different things. It happens to be that for bad luck, you can't do one without doing the other. But here, the mitzvah is to have bia with your Eish Yisach, and the Aveira is to have bia with the Eish Yisach. So it's not just coincidental that they happen to meet in a dark alley. They're by definition inseparable. That's very interesting.
Moscow.
Okay, let's go back inside.
That's strange though, because like other halachas, like if one brother is one wife, and then afterwards one of the other brothers is boiled the other wife, we say it's not an Isra Shesach that he gets. It's usher for him to do, but it's not an Isra Shesach anymore, even on the Tzara.
That's because you have drushes.
I didn't do that yet. That's just a sugyo that way, how that works.
In other words, you have drushes.
I'm just saying limush. There are many things like that. It seems that in general, that the whole concept of the general Israel Shishkach comes off. Not that there's an asidichalistic going on.
I don't know. You want to argue with Tyson, but that.
I don't want to argue with Tyson. I'm just trying to understand.
So that, I don't know, we didn't learn, but that's Rav Yoich. I can't learn all your vomits at once. I don't know that sugya. I don't know how that works. What takes off the Isser Eish Yisach over there? It's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it goes off or not.
According to Tosfos, it must be that it's true, because as we said, Biashnia is mutzer.
Okay, so that could be because it's a special din of Nasik Yeshur Kol Dabur with the guys. Anyway, well, we have to understand what they're going to do. Let's keep on reading. The Maisa, we shall look at the Rav Elchanan. Please, for tomorrow, if you get a chance, there's a big Rav Elchanan. I'm pretty sure I'm only talking from my head, but from memory. But I remember that there's a giant Rav Elchanan. Must be a giant beer of a unit somewhere, too, about it. But that he talks about this topic, what was Sivis's question? But let's keep on going. Go reading. And in other words, Kuba the Gemara mentioned this far later. So maybe that's what the Gemara meant. So what's my big gotcha? The Gemara says this, and Michael, why don't we say this? The Gemara mentioned it, and the Gemara shrugs it up. So he says, that can't be what the Gemara meant. Okay, boy, the maid, if I don't know what those words mean, so I'm skipping them for a minute.
Time the ghost takes it out.
Okay, but I don't. What is Sivis saying? Sivis is saying that the Gemara slugged up the Limud by saying that you can only learn out one Isser, not the two Issers. And he says that when it comes to Essay Deichalos Essay, even though the Pasuk of Kalayim Mitzitzis is only by one Isser, we learn out that Essay Deichalos Essay by two Isser. So therefore, if I'm right, then the Gemara on the upside doesn't make sense. Hagupa Kasha, let me ask you people, what does that mean? How by Kalai Mitzitzis? If the Kalai Mitzitzis is only one Isser, how do we learn out that Esei Dechalos is by two Isserim? Hagupa Kasha? What's Gupa Pshat? Without a pasuk, we would say ein esay daichalos esay. Now we have a pasuk. The pasuk is kalayim mitzitzis. Kalayim mitzitzis is
one iser.
One iser. So where in the world do we learn out that esay daichalos esay by two iserim? How does Tavis understand that?
It must be the mechanism of the way esay daichalos esay works.
Which means.
Well, Tosfos must have Bekiyas from somewhere about a cake.
What's the svara? I'm saying, how good, but I don't understand. What's Pshat and Chazal? Tosfos has Bekiyas. But why should that be? There's no source for that. Why doesn't Taibis ask that as a kasha?
Leisa says whenever designed to stop pases.
In other words, that what you're saying is that war of the same doesn't do anything. If Etzei has the power, in other words, if I have a fight between someone who has a bow and arrow and someone who has a tank, who's going to win? And you say the tank wins. Well, what if you have two bows and arrows? What if you have 100 bows and arrows? You have 1,000 bows and arrows. In other words, if the tank wins because the tank wins, so then... I win because we're on the same track and I'm just a little better than you on the same track. So then, if I have 50 soldiers and you have 100 soldiers, so if I would add more soldiers, then it would change.
Which is worse. Maybe that's true by Stama say, but maybe Lusa say she's Bakaris.
I don't know. I hear the question, but let me
by say Lava say we know it does add up.
What David is saying you're too fast for me at the moment. But what David is saying is that the Yisib and Chazal, that Chazal understood the reason why Essay Daichalosa say is not because the Essay and the Losa say are on the same track. And like you, I just said, I have a little bit more than you. And then if you add more, then Fakir, now you win. Because I beat you because I have 100 soldiers and you only have 70. So if you're going to add more soldiers, then you'll win. No, the Essay Daichalosa say is because we're on different tracks and the Essay can just destroy Losa say.
But by Lava say it
makes no difference how many Losa says you add. And I'm pretty sure in the Bikias, just as interesting Bikias, we have this Shaila that we say Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba others. So the Shaila is what happens if you have two Chazakas? So I'm pretty sure it's a Machlokes Achrayim. Many, many Achrayim say that if Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, so you can add 100 Chazakas. The same idea. They have different tracks. Rav demolishes Chazakas. So what do I care how many Chazakas you add?
By Lav Ase, it could team up though, right?
What?
Lav and Ase.
That's what Ase cancel out.
No, well, no, what's
team up. No, that's something else. Let's see.
That's not say.
If the essay knocks out the essay, yes, it's a little different. They're teaming up because
until this Tysus La Shishba Karis, why do we assume La Shishba Karis is not
enough? Tysus is assuming the same thing, that even though Essay, Tysus is assuming that if we would have a Mekor that from Yibum, that Essay, Daiche,
Before Tysus. Why were we assuming that a Lav Sheish Bakaris is
because more... a Lav Sheish Bakaris is stronger than a Lav Sheish Bakaris?
Is a Lav Sheish Bakaris stronger than 50 Lavin?
Yes. It's a different track. A Lav with another Lav, you're just adding more of the same. More of the same gets you nowhere. More of the same does nothing. Those are saying
Carbonus. We always talk about more Carbonus.
Okay, but when the Essay beats a Losa say, he beats it because I'm on a better track than you. So more of the same makes no difference because I beat you. Divide and conquer. I beat you. I'll beat every single one of you. But if it's La Sheish Bakares, then you're a different thing. Then maybe I can't beat you. So,
but assuming if it could beat a Lav Sheish Bakaris, so
Tybus is asking, just like when we have a Pasuk that teaches us it can beat a Lav, and then on our own, we just say, well, if it can beat a Lav, then it can beat 10 Lavs because divide and conquer, and you're not adding anything, you're just doing more of the same. So, more of the same, so I'll just keep on beating you. So the same thing is true. If we learn from Yibum that Ese beats Losas and Sheish Bagares, then it'll be 10 Losas and Sheish Bagares, because the same exact Svara. Just like that, that's what Tavis is saying. Just like by Kaloyim Mitzitzis, we only have a Mekor in the Torah that Essay beats a Losa, one Losa say, but on our own, we figure out that Essay beats 50 Losa say, because what's the difference? It's the same thing. So if you can learn out from the Mitzvah's Yibum that Essay beats a Losa say, Shesh Bekares, even though one, then on our own, we would say that likewise it beats 100. Okay.
So what is the say in that's not
why isn't that Mukhrach, Aaron? I don't know.
Because we the starting point was that a Kuris, Lava Sheish Bakuris is so bad, it's not like a bow and arrow or a tank, it's a bigger tank. Then so now you want to say that it's even a Nakabon Kuris, but who says that two creases, maybe that's a whole, like, it's a big Kiddush already to be Docha one Kuris. It doesn't, how does it stand that the Torah is willing to be Docha two creases? Tosus actually, like, says later, it's so not Mestaver to be Docha Lava Sheish Bakuris that we would sooner say that Aishas Achshi and Abonim is Mutter Bechaye Bailo without a Pasuk saying it's not. In order to avoid having to say that we're docha lav sheish bekaris, now you want to say you docha two of them. Like meicha tesi, that same logic applies to clearly lav sheish bekaris is a different type of lav.
That's good what the Torah is telling us.
Yeah, but where is Tosa? That Tosa should bring some keys to that. He's just saying that in Svara it's pasha that if we make the application,
like the Torah tells me that Essay can be docha lav, let's say, because it's a different track and therefore this track wins. So when the Torah says Essay docha lav sheish bekaris, it's also because it's a different track, and this track wins.
But how that's the most mistaken way that would be the most mistaken way to tie up the being Dofa.
Yeah, because Karis. Otherwise,
Tosus feels that it's such a not mistaken thing in the first place. So that would you want to limit? Like it Tosus feels it's like so completely not mistaken that we should ever be Docha Lav Chish Makaris. So that okay, fine. The Torah is a chiddush; you could do it. So minimize the chiddush. Then now it's like now we have a. I say that it's so powerful that it can
I
be
don't
Dofa,
think
like,
that's
all the
called minimizing the chiddush, because I think you're making the chiddush bigger, because the most logical way of understanding why Essay beats Losa Sheish Bekares is because it's a different track, and I beat you because I'm on a we follow this track, and if the system, the reason why I win is because it's a different track, so then more of the same is not going to make a difference. Maybe it's a chiddush and Essay then it's a bigger chiddush. If they're the same track, why does Essay beat it also Sheish Bekares? The whole reason why he beats it is because it's a different track.
Rabbi, what would the answer be of the chitema? What would the answer be?
The answer would be that Tavis is saying that my kasha is the same kasha that Gemara asked. And the Gemara answered that ain't a chinami. You can learn out from Yibum that Essay docha lo say sheish bakaris, but only one lo say sheish bakaris.
How do you learn that Abito
is two karis, because it's an eshesach and a bito.
So according to that Gemara, how come you don't learn out it beats out one lo sheish bakaris all over the place?
You do. The Gemara was according to that Gemara, the entire is Havamina. David is Havamina Pshat in that Gemara. Ain't a chinami. We halacha la ma'isa. We will learn out from Yibum that Essay docha lo say sheish bekaris everywhere. If it's only one lav.
Now that you say mitzvah bekach,
then we can't learn out from that car from mitzvah.
But then what's the Gemara saying there? It's not mitzvah bekach. The brother's wife doesn't have to also be pito.
David is Havamina doesn't know the answer mitzvah bekach. What are you?
But I'm saying once you get to the answer, that Gemara obviously had a meeting even with.
According to Tavis, that Gemara didn't mean. Tavis is saying that the Gemara obviously, forget about Tavis. What is Tavis saying? Tavis is saying that that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Tavis is saying like this. I have a Gemara in Daf Zayin. My Havamina was that the Gemara in Daf Zayin was saying, let's learn out from Yibum that Essay Daicha Lo Se Sheish Bekaris. So he says that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. Because
based
the Gemara,
the
answer wouldn't have made sense. Tavis says the Gemara knew that ain't Essay Daicha Lo Se Sheish Bekaris. It's a special din of Yibum, and it's Daicha because of mitzvah, so mikach, or whatever else the svar is. And the Gemara is saying that maybe it's only, and the Gemara wanted to say some kind of svara that, you know, once it's daiche, it's daiche. Because, you know, and then that they say that, no, it's only going to be daiche one and not, you know, whatever, is it, some kind of.
So that would work even according to Tyson's final answer. That would work even according to Tyson's final answer.
Right. Only.
Right. In other words, that the Gemara it was not used, it did not want to understand that it's as Esei Deich Velose. It was some other system over there. Okay. Whatever. We'll have to, I don't know exactly. But he's just proving that the Gemara, Tyson is just trying to show
I'm
that
not the saying Gemara same
over there did not mean his answer. Because if the Gemara would have meant what he's saying, then the Gemara's answer there would not have made sense. Now you want to know what Chan the Gemara over there, you have to learn over there. We didn't learn that dying yet.
Right. Okay. But basically, it's going to end up working out that even with the Besosulkach, and we don't say La, we're learning out La Shish Bakars, that would still somehow include a second Kars along with it.
Okay. Yes.
Like the guy in the islands who has to eat the chazer matzah. Because he's
okay. I didn't follow. I'm sorry. I didn't follow. I don't want to say yeah. I didn't follow what you said. But okay. Let me just finish. If you know, I'm sorry. I'm assuming you said it right, but I didn't follow. Is that good enough?
Fine, Rebbe. You can forget my meanderings.
Okay. I got it. Okay. And you know, I just want to make, I want to stop. But just I don't understand. This guy on the side of my Gemara, this guy goes to see you, and he gets on my nerves. we have Taibis says to Imkain, Heichi Dachi, what in the world is he doing? He says, he has a little Dawit. He says, the Taibis Arash says, Imkain. Like, so what? What does he want from me? He wants to tell me that our Taibis is wrong. Because
what's the Tzitzis Rosh say? I don't have the special Gemara.
He says he brings the Gemara that Zion, then after him came, hey, chidoch yalo, mi dami. So we have the word the im came. So he writes here, Tzitzis Rosh im came. Because apparently Tzitzis Rosh doesn't have the Dawid. So I don't know what he wants. Like, so what? First of all, the Dawid reads much. So yeah, a Shver type is a rush. I don't know. The Dawid reads much better than without the Dawid. So, but I guess sometimes you can skip the Dawid, and it's the Dawid is self understood. But what, I don't know what he wants from me. Like so.
What's a show is because?
Well, he just wants to show. Like, what is he? He's trying to say that since the type is a rush, didn't have a Dawid, so we should take the Dawid out of the crisis.
The Tartzimimba by Migdol and Magdil. Tartzimimba says we don't really say Migdol on Shabbos. Really, it's a printer who wants to show off his Bekiyas that in Shmuel Beis it says the same pasuk with Migdol. So he put Shin Beis for Shmuel Beis. And we misread that, and therefore we say it on Shabbos also Migdol. But really, it was just a printer showing off his Bekiyas that the same pasuk shows up with Migdol and Magdil.
Yeah, okay.
Tartzimimba like says that, I think.
Okay, there you go. But I just don't know why the Imkain is much better, Gerasa, than Imkain. Imkain is missing. Now you can sometimes leave out a Dawid and it's self understood, but so I don't know why he wants. So Tzivis Rosh says Imkain and Arta says Imkain. Like what's he trying to do? I have no idea what his point is. No,
the Dalit sounds like he's leading to concluding that this is not pshat in the Gemara on Daf Zayin.
Right. And that's why pshat. That's what Tavis is doing.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm not
right.
saying
what's Dawid is much better. So like, you know, usually what he does is he quotes other Mekaymis when our Tavis is lashon is not so good. And he's like sort of saying our Tavis is obviously a mistake. You know, that's usually the way the guy, whoever wrote this, goes here and saying our Tavis is making a mistake because look, the typist over there has it better without this horrible Gerasa, and you don't have to get into trouble. But in this case, the way our typist is perfect, the typist of Rosh is the bad Gerasa, so to speak. So what are you telling me? And am I, typist of Rosh is not so bad either, because, okay, you can say without the Darwin, Darwin's our There's certain things that you can leave out and they're self-understood. So if you say it, it's better. If you don't say it, it's self-understood. You're okay. I just don't know what the what is agenda. Like, what is what do I care that the type is a rush of Imke without the Imke? I just don't know what's he trying to do to me.
So we have to see the Taisus Arash cookbook, and if there's a footnote on the bottom.
Okay, so you look in the Taisus cookbook. Okay, I'm going to close that. I just wanted to point out that I don't like his footnote, because he gets me, he ruined my whole Taira on the Rashi that I said yesterday, and he changed the whole Gersus, and I don't know what he did there. He changed from the word Miyavemes to Miyavemes. Okay. Anyway, all right. I'm gonna stop here. But please look at that Kobe Shiur, Kobe Saharis. And we'll look at it tomorrow. But okay, we'll try. So
if we don't know where to find it,
what?
Sure, I'm not sure. I have the cover. So it's week of
Sherman. Send it. Yes. Okay. All right. Shukaya, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Have a good night.